This is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I am Joe Reed, and Alan Minskoff is my guest this week, and boy, he's been hitting them out of the park all week, so I'm ready.
Today we are doing Together We Will Go, which is by J. Michael Straczynski, and it's read by a cast of some absolutely award-winning narrators. It is a fascinating story about suicide, which I don't want that to sound too dark, because it is a little bit of a play on the idea of what would happen if somebody came up with an idea. And this is a failed writer who comes up with an idea of taking a busload of people, sad and distraught, who want to end their lives and end up in San Francisco going over a cliff.
Wait, time out. Does he know that many people to fill up a bus?
He does not. He is a writer who uses the internet to attract these people as he goes through the country. He sells his book. So you know from the beginning that he is not honestly telling them, which is a kind of a fun way for you to listen to it, because you know at some point the truth is going to come out, which of course it does. But what I enjoyed about this is a kind of setup of suicidal ideation in a variety of ways. There are a dozen characters, and they are read by people like Jonice Abbott Pratt, Michael Crouch, Dan Bittner, and they're very, very fine. And Kyla Garcia, who I don't know as well, was extremely good in one of the most important roles. It's a full cast.
Yeah, I have a question. So he's a writer, so he's not really going to do it? I mean, is that what we're finding out?
He's definitely not going to do it.
Oh.
And they learn about it because they're kind of taping everything, and then they hear his tapes and they find out what the plan is. Now, that said, there are some dark moments. There are some people who do not make it across the country, but there are also some enlightening moments where the relationships are built and where some people come together, and there's a kind of a love angle to it as well. But there's a lot of heartbreak. I mean, it's a story about suicide. And what I appreciate is there's a note at the end which talks about, you know, people with suicidal feelings and suicidal ideation. So it has a different valence than your typical novel. And of course, as a novel, it comes, you're listening to it like it's a play, because there are, you know, 10 or 12 different voices in it. I shouldn't leave out Kevin R. Free is quite good in it too. You know all these people. There are a lot of very well-known narrators in this.
And assuming then discretion is kind of advised for this book. It really isn't a book for everybody, and people should just be aware of what it is they're about to read.
I think that's, I'm hoping I'm saying that by the, you know, if this is a topic that is disturbing to you, there are lots of audiobooks available that aren't about suicide.
Well, why don't we hear a little bit and tell me who out of the many who are reading this book is reading this part.
Okay, we are going to listen to Sean Tyler Corbett reading Mark Antonelli, who is the narrator and the man who hatches this plot. And you will see just that as we listen.
Okay, here we go. This is Together We Will Go by J. Michael Straczynski. And we're going to be listening to Sean Tyler Corbett.
Congratulations. You are one of the few to decipher the invitation hidden in the personal section of homepageads.com and show up on time. You have officially joined the weirdest cross-country party ever. Our destination is San Francisco. Upon arrival, we will ditch the driver, find an appropriate seaside cliff with an amazing view of the ocean, then just as the sun kisses the horizon, we hit the gas and drive out of this world.
It's so weird to be advertising. Hi, do you want to kill yourself? Would you like to do it with us? This is what we're doing. The premise itself is whacked.
It really is. Now, do you know this writer, J. Michael Straczynski?
I don't.
He's a Hollywood guy. In fact, I think he wrote The Changeling, and he's written everything from big budget films to all kinds of stuff. And I think he's written a little bit of fiction. I had never heard of him. I had to look him up. And then my wife and I happened to be watching Changeling.
And there he was.
Angelina Jolie. And there he was, the writer on it. So,
wow.
Kismet.
Kismet. Okay. That is Together We Will Go by J. Michael Straczynski. It's read by Sean Tyler Corbett and Kyla Garcia with a full cast. And again, it's definitely not for everybody, but it seems like an incredibly interesting premise.
And if I could add, it could be a resource for some people.
Oh, good. Okay, that is good to know. Okay, Alan, thank you. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. Jonathan Booth performs Thomas à Kempis, The Imitation of Christ, first published in 1471, the year of the author's death. The Imitation of Christ is a highly influential Christian text, a celebration of God's mercy, holiness, and love. St. Thomas More commended the work as one of the three books that everyone ought to own, while John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, called it the best summary of Christian life that he had ever read. And you can find out all about it and get it at naxosaudiobooks.com. And don't forget, Audiophile's new podcast, Audiobook Break, that's the place where we serialize complete audiobooks and present them chapter by chapter. We're beginning another book. Starting September 14th, listen to the book that has inspired writers and artists for thousands of years, Homer's The Iliad. It's performed by Anton Lesser, and it's published by Naxos Audiobooks. I'm Joe Reed. I'll talk to you tomorrow.